Yes, sir, can you hear me okay, sir? Hello? Hello, sir? Oh, shit, he's almost today. Hello, can you hear me, sir? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, we can hear you. Okay, sir. So, before we get started, now, what is your name, sir?
Jesus Vasquez.
Okay, just hold one moment. Let's see who's going to conduct your hearing.
That's me, mine.
Okay, the Honorable Mr. Neal will conduct your hearing, sir. So just hold on to the phone.
I'm all behind.
Good morning, sir. Can you spell your full name and ABC number for the record, please?
Good, sir. My name is Jesus Vasquez. My age number is
2030-27. Thank you, sir. You're appearing for the board of the directing of Tennessee this morning in reference to your community supervision revocation. I'm going to introduce the board members who will conduct your hearing at this time. On the screen to your very far left is the Honorable Michael Johnson, and we have the Honorable Gail Rittenhouse. In the center is the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who is our board chairman. Then to your far right is the Honorable Lee Canomas. My name is David Neal. I'll be your hearing lead this morning. Also today, we have the Honorable Mr. Westby from the Department of Corrections, and he'll also represent the parole office today. So prior to this hearing, you received a notification form advising you of this board hearing. Do you remember that form, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, on that form, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf, or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, sir, or are you representing yourself today?
I'm representing myself today.
Okay, so at this time, I'm going to swear you and Mr. Westby in. So, do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Okay, your hearing will be conducted in two phases, sir. In phase one, we will determine if the terms and conditions of the community supervision have been violated. And in phase two, we will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. So for phase one, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read the two allegations that are on your warrant. And after each one, I'm going to ask if it's true or false. But allegation number one is a violation of Area 1 Division of Supervision number 7 as demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on or about January 4, 2019 for the task GCMS Libraries Court dated January 10, 2019. Is that true or false, sir?
True.
Okay, allegation number two is a violation of Area 1 Division of Supervision number 12B as demonstrated by your discharge from intensive treatment with housing program at Pima Reentry Center due to your failure to follow the rules on January 7th, 2019. Is that true or false, sir?
That's true, sir.
Okay, so based on the admissions of Mr. Vasquez, I'm going to find he was delinquent as he violated terms and conditions of his supervision, and that he may have lapses or about lapses in the criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Motion by myself, second by Mr. Canonis, agreed by Dr. Wright, Mr. Johnson, and Mr. Rittenhouse. Okay, so we're going to move into phase two in a moment, but before we do, we're going to get some background information from Mr. Westby. So stay there on the phone, and I'll get right back with you, okay? Mr. Westby.
Mr. Vasquez was released from DOC on June 28, 2018. He was arrested on January 7, 2019 by ABC staff. There were no new charges. He was back in DOC custody on January 7, 2019 with a projected community supervision end date of June 28, 2019, zero abscond days. Current conviction, 2013, sexual conduct with a minor, 7.5 years. He has a prior conviction in 2006 for sexual conduct with a minor, 5 years. This is his second term in DOC, CUIR score 4-4, mental health score 3, substance abuse score 2. There was no gang information noted, no prior terms of supervision. His disciplinary violations are significant, with drugs, disorderly conduct, violence, and weapons noted. Other arrest, 2006, sexual conduct with a minor, Arizona, probation revoked. His community risk score is G2V4. He's a level 2 sex offender, registrable, notifiable, SVP reviewable. The victim was a 12-year-old, so DCAC was cited in court docs.
Thank you, sir. So, Mr. Bonifield, I'm going to go over a summary of the case supervision. Pardon me. Okay, so June 28th of 2018, when you were released homeless. You were referred by your parole officer to Pima Reentry Center at up on Star Pass Boulevard in Tucson. Then you obtained an address and moved to 2710 North Castro Avenue and number 3 in Tucson. And then on December 28, 2018, you referred to intensive treatment with housing, the ITH program at PRC. So what was going on there? Why couldn't you follow the rules at PRC?
I have a cell phone, and we weren't allowed to have cell phones there. And that's why the rules for having a cell phone there.
That's the only thing?
It's a dirty way.
Okay. Yeah, the dirty way would get you in big trouble there.
Yeah.
Okay. So, let's see, did you have any employment while you were out?
Yes, sir.
What were you doing?
I was working for Pima Babies, doing construction work.
Okay, that's good.
And before that, I was working for Fairfax Public Island in Tucson.
Okay, so for programming, you're talking about that you were referred to the MEP program for 30 days and pending and without placement program, the WOP at PRC, and you got employment, so they transitioned early into the WOP program. You also referred to TASC. Yeah, got a few negatives, but you were positive for meth and morphine on December 5th. And December 11th, you were positive for meth. And I guess you were positive for meth on the 11th of December, the 26th of December, and on the 4th of January. So then you were positive for amphetamines on January 7th, 2019. So you had a drug problem then, sir. Is it more meth than anything else?
Yes,
sir. So why didn't you, when you were out, why didn't you cooperate with the programming so that you could help get yourself out of the drug addiction situation?
I did a mistake by the time I saw from there, I talked to my probation, my parole officer, and I told them I was dirty. So they said, look, if you find a violation, don't worry about that. He says, we talked about this, discuss this, but it does go to file. And then on June On January 6, I was found on a possession of a cell phone at the PRC when we weren't supposed to have it. And that's why I got violated for having that cell phone. And the early UA on the 7th is still part of the one that we put up on the 4th.
Okay. So, I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions. Any questions? Okay, so we're nearing the end of your hearing. We'll be going into discussion shortly to make a determination, but before we do, we'd like to give you an opportunity to make a final statement. If there's anything else you'd like to tell the board for us to consider, now would be the time. We just ask that you don't repeat the information we've already covered.
Ever since I've been here in the DOC program, with the DOC Department of Corrections, I've been trying to get help for my drug problem, and they don't got the circumstances to help me with that. I got an email in my pocket by Rotom telling me that I would like to participate in any programs that they have available for me while I'm here so I can do productive on time and better myself. So when I get out there, when I'm released, or hopefully soon, I get out soon, I could be a better provider to my wife and to my children. And they sent me an email letter back saying that they got a way for them to see what if I trip on the computer, and if not, but like if I get released, I got a job waiting for me, I got a house, my wife, I got a baby on the way. You know, and I would like to get released.
Okay. Well, thank you, sir. The board will be going into discussion to make a determination. We'll be talking amongst ourselves. You may think we're addressing you, but we won't be. We'll be just discussing your case. We ask that you remain silent and stay on the phone, though, and you can hear the entire conversation, and once we've made a decision, I'll get back to you, okay?
Sir?
Board is now in discussion. Well, Mr. Weisgoes is certainly in an unfortunate situation at this point in time. He does say he wants to, he's been trying to get help, but when he was out, they put him in a very good program and he couldn't follow the rules. And that's one of the primary things with drug addiction. You gotta be ready to do it. You gotta follow the rules. You gotta do what they tell you when you're in a treatment facility. I think at this point in time, Mr. Vasquez is not 4 months left. He'd be done. Everybody with the best served in Pete and remains incarcerated and tries to take advantage of any programming that might be there. But I'm willing to listen to discussion from my fellow board members. Okay, so based on all the information, number 2019W0052. Mr. Vasquez's testimony and information from the Department of Corrections, I am going to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Vasquez as a delinquent, violated terms, conditions of supervision, and have actually not lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Motion by myself, seconded by Dr. Wright, agreed by Mr. Johnson, Mr. Canones, and Mr. House. All right, sir, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision at this time. According to our paperwork, you are scheduled to be released on the 28th of June of this year. You don't have to worry about the POs telling you where to go, but if you want to get rid of your drug issues, you're going to have to find treatment and you're going to have to cooperate with them. It's all up to you. So in the meantime, between now and then, you're ending your sentence. We would hope you try to partake of any available programming, especially NA and AA type programming, which is available on most yards. But anyway, try to get some more programming. We do wish you the best of luck, and this will end your hearing, sir. And could you put the CO3 back on the phone?